Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Brother Nuh, and this is a couple minutes of Islam. Now, the whole Muslim world is on countdown to one of the most beautiful, beneficial, inspiring months of the year, and that's the month of Ramadan. Now, this month is categorized by a number of names: mercy, forgiveness, but most importantly, blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in the Quran.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس.
Now, if we were to stand here and try to go over all of the benefits of Ramadan, we would not be successful. So let's just take a look at a few. Number three, Ramadan offers protection, firstly from the outside, because shaitan and all of the disbelieving jinns will be locked up during the month. But most importantly, Ramadan offers protection from ourselves. We are encouraged to be on our best behavior, so that means no vain or idle talk, no profanity. We are encouraged to control our gazes, so no lustful looking at the opposite gender, no looking at haram things on TV or the internet. Now, these are things on a regular basis that take away from our good deeds. Now, if we pay attention to these things and eliminate these things during the month of Ramadan, our blessings will go up. Number two, we get reconnected to one of the most beautiful things that has ever been given to mankind, and that's the Holy Quran. We are encouraged to read this entire book during the month. That means a month of guidance, a month of inspiration, and most importantly, a month of blessings, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we get blessed for every single letter that we read out of the book. So those blessings are multiplied up to 70 times during the month of Ramadan, and there are over 300,000 letters out of the book. So that means it's a lot of blessings. Number one, the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, remember me and I will remember you. Now, during the fasting, during the reading of the Quran, during the fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters, and all of the prayers, we can't help but to feel that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as we get closer to Him, we cannot help but to feel that boost in our iman. And as our iman grows, we take steps closer and closer to that straight path to Jannah. Like this page on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube, share this video with friends and family, and do your part in conveying the message of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.